On the disappearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, who is the object of transcendental enjoyment for the senses of devotees. Brahma, with folded hands, began to recreate the universe, full with living entities as it was previously. Purported by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, is the object of fulfilling the senses of all living entities. Illusion by the glaring reflection of the external energy. The living entities worship the senses instead of engaging them properly in fulfilling the desire of the Supreme. In the Hari Bhakti Sudhaya 13.2, there is the following verse. Akshno phalam tvadarsha darshanam hi tano phalam tvadarsha gatam sangha jiva phalam tvadarsha kirtanam hi sudullabha bhagavati hi loke. Of the devotees of the Lord, the purpose of the visual sense is fulfilled simply by seeing you. To touch your body is a fulfillment of bodily touch. The tongue is meant for glorifying your qualities, because in this world, a pure devotee of the Lord is very difficult to find. Originally, the senses of the living entity were awarded for the purpose, namely, to engage them in transcendental loving service of the Lord or that of His devotees. But the conditioned souls, illusioned by material energy, became captivated by sense enjoyment. Therefore, the whole process of God consciousness is meant to rectify the conditioned activities of the senses and to re-engage them in the direct service of the Lord. Lord Brahma thus engaged his senses in the Lord by recreating the conditioned living entities to act and recreated universe. This material universe is thus created and inhalated by the will of the Lord. It is created to give the conditioned soul a chance to act, to return home, back to Godhead. And servants like Brahmaji, Naradji, Vyasji, and their company became busy with the same purpose of the Lord, to reclaim the conditioned souls from the field of sense gratification and return them to the normal stage of engaging the senses in the service of the Lord. Instead of doing so, i.e., converting the actions of the senses, the impersonalists began to make the conditioned soul senseless and the Lord also senseless. That is improper treatment of the conditioned soul. The diseased condition of the senses may be treated by curing the defect, but not uprooting the senses altogether. When there is some disease in the eyes, the eye may be cured to see properly. Plucking out the eye is not treatment. Similarly, the whole material disease is based on the process of sense gratification and liberation from the disease condition. Is re-engagement of the senses to see the beauty of the Lord, hear His glories, and act in account. Thus, Brahmaji created the universal activities again. Om Jnanati Mandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshulamitam Yena Tasmay Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sa Padantikam Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Vita Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam cha Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sarvadutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanitam cha He Krishna Karuna Sindur Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Ati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Ti Namine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Dishatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Antarahitindriya Haraya Vitanjali Sarva Bhuta Maya Vishwam Sasajadam Sa Purvavat. So, reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, as we recall from yesterday's class, Prabhuji gave a very wonderful presentation. Today's class may be somewhat very different, and we can categorize as to where devotees are. Someone's very educated, someone's very learned, someone like me who is not so advanced, not so educated, but for the pleasure of their lordship and Srila Prabhupada, I'll try and attempt to say something for my own purification. So I seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas here, that I can say something which is conducive to our spiritual life. On the disappearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, who is the object of the transcendental enjoyment of the senses of the devotees, Brahma, with folded hands, began to recreate the universe, full with living entities, as previously. So, we've been reading through the Srimad Bhagavatam, we've gone through the Chaturshloka, we're almost to the end of this particular chapter. And we can see the history that Brahmaji, right from the beginning, in order for him to realize anything, we see that he is born from the navel of Lord Vishnu. And the first word that he hears is tapa. It is only through tapa that he actually begins to understand, meditates for a long, long time before he could actually realize what his position is and what he's meant to be doing. But it's quite interesting here, within the purports, there's so much here that Srila Prabhupada mentions, you know, Hari Bhakti Sandoya. Here there is the following verse: O Lord of the, O devotees of the Lord, the purpose of the visual sense is filled simply by seeing you. So we know there is the nine processes of devotional service, and these nine processes of devotional service actually covers what this purport is talking about. Beginning with Shravanam, hearing, because all the senses, they need to be, as Prabhupada mentions within the purport, that these senses are actually meant, originally they were created to serve the Lord. But over a period of time, people started to enjoy the senses for sense gratification. And thus, there is a history that all these things keep on repeating itself. As we know, that Brahmaji is not the only once that he's come. There's the creation, then there's part and inhalation, and there's a complete inhalation. This process is ongoing in eternity. We, the living entity, are just a minute particle of this whole aspect of it. And the purpose of us being here is actually how to reconnect ourselves to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada mentions how to reconnect ourselves. He's saying these senses are meant for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But we, the living entities, are here in the material world because we want to enjoy ourselves. And the enjoyment that we derive in this material world, even though it's very limited, this sense enjoyment is very limited, but still we live in hope. We think tomorrow will be a better day. If not this in this lifetime, then another lifetime. So we're going through the cycle of 8,400,000 species of life in the hope of enjoying. But this creation, as mentioned throughout the whole Bhagavatam, throughout all the scriptures, is not actually really meant for enjoyment. It's for reconnecting ourselves. Reconnecting ourselves with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's like if you take a frog out of the or fish out of the water. The fish, when it's taken out of the water, it will never be happy. We can give it all the material enjoyment that one hankers for. We can give it all the enjoyment that we hanker for, but the fish will never be actually happy, be happy, because its constitutional position is to be in the water. As soon as it's back in the water, it'll be happy. So us, the living entities, we're actually meant to be back in the spiritual world, back where Krishna is. And that's why this whole process is there. This process of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, and Atmani Vedanam. These are the different processes by which we can use our senses to reconnect ourselves. And there are many examples of this. Here, the example of Maharaj Parikshit is given here, the Shravanam, that he heard the Srimad Bhagavatam because he was given a certain time, he was cursed that he would leave his body in the 7 days. And thus the process of Srimad Bhagavatam is there for us. And every day, Nityam Bhagavata Sevya, the verses are there. We all hear all these things, but to practice and to live by it is extremely difficult, especially if you're not in the association of the devotees. If you're not in the association of the devotees, then reconnection is a little bit like having a dodgy Wi-Fi. When the dodgy Wi-Fi is there, we're all like trying to connect to something, and we get worked up. Why isn't this working? So our spiritual life is based on association of the devotees. Srila Prabhupada created this whole International Society for Krishna Consciousness, not for one particular individual or not for particular living entities, but for everyone, eh? From all species of life, from all spheres of life, all castes, all creeds. Eh? There's no distinctions that only this category is capable of doing this. Eh? So the whole process begins with Shravanam. Eh? Shravanam is probably, out of the nine processes, Prabhupada explains, that any one of them can actually deliver us from the bondage of material life. But Shravanam is given more emphasis. Eh? It's like when we are sleeping. When we're sleeping, there's two ways we can get up. One is, you know, we're really tuned up and our body works with a clock that we know it's time to get up and we naturally just get up. Eh? The other is putting an alarm on. And then putting the alarm on with a snooze. Eh? That every 15 minutes there's a snooze going on. That yes, I'll just get up, I'll just get up, I'll just get up. Eh? But that's not really, you know, the enthusiasm that we're looking for. But if someone wakes us up, you know, shakes us or shouts at us, Prabhu, please get up, Prabhu. It's like with my son, it's a mission. It really is a mission. At times I've just given up, I've just let her mother do the duty because she has the patience. Eh? It is known that, you know, the Matajis, they're very, very tolerant. They're extremely tolerant. They can forbear the pain of keeping a child within their womb for 9 months. Eh? Generally, it's considered man's temperament is not so great. Eh? Very easily, we can lose it. So either someone has to shout at us, eh? And for me, I just have to throw a little bit of water on him. But even that then becomes, he goes back in, eh? Covers himself. So Shravanam, hearing, you know, because our mind is not tuned up that, oh, this is the time, this is what I need to do, this is how I need to get on in my life. Eh? Not being aware. When we're not aware, when we're not alert about our life, when we are alert, we'll move. You know, when there's something that really needs doing, we'll move ourselves. But this is good, but it's not the ultimate, because to reconnect, we need to be like this all the time. Hmm? That if we're actually on the move, that yes, you know, I've got my rounds to chant, I've got some studying to do, I need to attend the morning program, then there's no issue. Then we gladly and willingly engage ourselves. But for this, Prabhupada gives the example here of Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj, even though he knows that he's going to leave his body within the 7 days, ordinarily, people would have a whole list of things that they want to achieve. Because this is my, you know, the final moments, this is my final time. I really have to make the most of it. Yeah? But that's not reconnecting. Reconnecting means realizing that, you know, what is the purpose of my life? Atatha Brahma Jigyasa. Yeah? That I really need to wake up. I need to wake up to the reality that, you know, so many times, you know, we've had hundreds and thousands, millions of births. We've gone through the whole evolution. And finally, when we come to the human form of life, we misuse it. Huh? And this misuse is the purpose of these purports here. Because we are misusing. Huh? For us to reconnect, we need someone to teach us. Huh? And within this here, the tongue is meant for glorifying the qualities. Because in the world, a pure devotee of the Lord is very difficult to find. In order for us to reconnect, we need to have sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shasaka, loba mata, sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoye. A fraction of a moment's association with a pure devotee can reawaken us completely. But that reawakening is there each and every one of us. But to what point do we carry on throughout our lives? Krishna consciousness is not a marathon. You know, something that we do for a certain period of time, and then we think, it's okay, you know, I've done my bit. But Krishna consciousness is actually a lifetime's commitment, or many lifetimes in some cases. For someone like me, probably millions of lifetimes. But the assurance is that Prabhupada and his books and the organization that he's created is a way of life. You know, Krishna consciousness, as I say, it's not a marathon, nor is it, you know, something that we do, and then there's a period of time we think, oh, okay, you know, now we can go back to normal, because most people consider it to be normal life. This normal life of sense enjoyment. But really, at the end of our life, what will we have achieved? Sometimes it's very easy to say, because it's stated here in the Shastras that, you know, at the time of death, if one remembers me, then he will come back to me. But really, how many of us will be able to do that? How many of us have actually seen somebody leaving their body? When we actually experience this, at that point, you know, something goes through within our mind and our senses to reawaken ourselves, to say, you know, this is what's going to come to me as well. It's going to come within these 7 days. Within the 7 days, the Bhagavatam is recited for Parikshit Maharaj. It's also the same case for us. But where will we be? When death is coming, where will we be? It's not just by chance. It's not just by providence something will happen. If we've made the investment, if we've really made that investment in our Krishna consciousness, in our service, in our sadhana, then that investment is what will really give us some hope. But if we do it for a certain period of time, then we walk away, there is no loss. Krishna explains there's no loss or diminution on this path of devotion. But really, who wants to come back in this material world? Who wants to come back to this material world after tasting, after realizing what this material world is made of? Dukhalayam ashvatam. Since the beginning of creation, it's been there, but somehow our thoughts and our nature is of such that we think we're different. You know, I'm different. I can enjoy. I can do things. But we're very, very much mistaken. We're very much mistaken to think like that. Because, you know, unless we connect with a pure devotee, unless we connect with a pure devotee, this hope is hopeless. This hope is completely hopeless because it's never happened before. Why would it happen for us specially? Who are we? But as we see within the purports here, Prabhupada saying how to actually engage the senses. Kirtanam. Sukadeva Goswami spoke the Bhagavatam to Maharaj Parikshit. There's always a link, we can see. Jai Shishi Radha Gopalananda ki jai, Shishi Sita Ram Lakshman Man ki jai, Shishi Govanitai ki jai, Shila Prabhupada ki jai, Gautama. There is always connection and reconnection. The Wi-Fi will come back if it's connected. We may have the router, but if it's not connected, then the router is completely useless. So similarly with us, if we connected to Srila Prabhupada, then somehow or the other, we've seen throughout our Krishna consciousness, there are many devotees that have left amongst in our gatherings. Many devotees have come, many devotees have gone. Many devotees, in terms of gone, means they've been full-time devotees but no longer around. But there are devotees who have left their bodies. And we can see that due to their sincerity of remaining within Krishna consciousness, Krishna, or Srila Prabhupada, has made arrangements for some devotees to be around for them. We've seen that. We've experienced it. But still, the mind is of such nature, as Prabhupada gives the example, Samsan Vairagya, the crematorium. When we're at the crematorium, for a little while we feel, my turn will be coming, what will happen? And the moment we come out from the crematorium, 10, 15 minutes, we're back to our normal self, as we call ourselves to be normal. But this nine process of devotional service, they're all interlinked, they're all connected. Vishnu Smaranam, Prahlad Maharaj, just a five-year-old boy. Just imagine. Lord Narsingadev came personally, incarnated to specially protect his devotee. So imagine his position when, Krishna incarnates himself to protect somebody. What an exalted personality that personality must be. Through what processes he must have gone. Not anything like us or like me. But for the Lord to appear, there are two purposes. Protection of devotees and removal of obstacles. So Prahlad Maharaj was being protected by Lord Narsingadev. And the obstacle was his father, his own father. So we can see Krishna makes so many arrangements for us, but it simply requires our willingness. Our willingness to reconnect and to know our constitutional position. That we're a servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. And only then will we actually come to some form of steadiness. Padasevanam. Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, is always engaged in serving the lotus feet of the Lord. We may not all be Brahmin initiated pujaris that we can, but serving the lotus feet of the pure devotee is just as important, in our case, is more important. And that's just not, physical presence, but, vapu and vani, but in form of vani, carrying out the instructions. Carrying out the instructions of the spiritual master is the way we move forward in our Krishna consciousness. And we've seen, such wonderful examples of Kadam Khana Maharaj. Just like Prabhupada, to the last breath, to the last moment, preaching, serving the devotees. The body is not able to move, but the mind and the intelligence is carrying on, moving forward. So what it illustrates is we're not just dependent on this gross material body alone. There is a subtle senses of it, the mind, intelligence, and the false ego. But if we really are on that level, then we'll be able to serve even in the last hour, in the last moment. But this only comes through practice, this only comes through association, this only comes through some realization, jnan and vijnan. We all have the theoretical jnan. We all hear the Bhagavatam. We all hear the Bhagavad Gita. We all do everything. But the real vijnan, the real realization is when we actually practice, and when, you know, achar and prachar. That we preach, but we also have to practice what we preach. Unless we practice what we preach, our preaching won't have such strength and the power that it requires to enable to, for somebody to become a devotee. In order for us to preach to somebody, we also have to have the example in our own self that we ourselves are a good example. It'd be pointless asking somebody to give up something when we ourselves are attached to all the other things. There's a whole list of things I've got here, but I'm running out of time. And also been asked to speak something about His Grace Jayananda Prabhu. It's his disappearance day today. It's very enlivening for me to actually be speaking about him. A lot of us may have seen his picture on Rath Ghat, but we haven't. If we've read, then we realize within this purpose what Prabhupada is talking about, pure devotees reconnecting the senses. Jayananda Prabhu was all of this and more. He was all of this and a lot more. I'll just read a few extracts that I printed out. On January 16, 1966, Srila Prabhupada flew from New York to inaugurate the first Hare Krishna temple in San Francisco. His arrival was covered by Channel 4 News, by both daily newspapers, while most of San Francisco may have ignored the story of a young man named Kaur noticed it. Despite having a degree in mechanical engineering from Ohio State University, he had been driving a taxi on the streets of San Francisco. Never quite able to fit into the corporate rat race of the super class crowd, he was often unhappy and didn't really know why. Though Jim was not a religious person, the article ignited a ray of hope in him. He resolved to check out the Indian Swami. Here we were just speaking sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha. This is the prime example of Jayananda Prabhu. Just by hearing, and he was probably one of the eldest member to join at that time. He was 29, while the rest, like Smarahari Prabhu, Ram, Gopina, all youngsters, all the devotees during that time, were a lot younger. And his mood of service was second to none. That he would go to sleep after 11 and be up at 3 o'clock And his mood was that, you know, I should be doing the service, not the new bhakta, because they've only just joined. Or not someone senior, because they're already senior to me. Huh? This was his mood. And I was listening to Mahatma Prabhu's pastimes with Jayanand Prabhu, and he was giving certain examples that Jayananda Prabhu was not just a devotee of high caliber, he could actually preach so expertly, but always was very meek and humble. Always, always very meek and humble. He never thought himself that I'm a senior devotee, eh? Why should I be taking care of the garbage or doing all the menial services? On the contrary, he would think, you know, how can I ask someone who's just joined the movement to do this service? It's better that I do it. I mean, there's a lot more, but I think we're pretty short on time. But Prabhupada himself has said that out of all the devotees that Prabhupada had there, Prabhupada instructed that disappearance of Jayananda Prabhu should be marked in the calendar. So if we really contemplate and try and understand his advancement for Srila Prabhupada, you know, back in 1960s and 70s, to realize someone who they are. This is a person who's from a different background, has no knowledge of Krishna, within such a short period of time, has completely excelled, that he's given up all of his life savings. He gave up all of his life saving to Srila Prabhupada so that the books could be printed. What these devotees, the pioneering devotees, have done, we're not even a drop of the surrender, the level of service that they've rendered to Prabhupada. For us, we're not even a drop of it. Just imagine for someone to give up their whole salary. I mean, there was devotees that giving their salaries to Srila Prabhupada. Brahmanand Prabhu, his brother, Gargamuni, all these devotees, they gave up their whole entire life just because of association with Prabhupada. Really, understanding of Krishna was not very clear, but of understanding of Srila Prabhupada, who Prabhupada is, gave them the impetus, gave them the, you know, the encouragement, the realization that this is what we should be doing. So really, when we associate, what is the mood that we should develop? What is the mood that we should develop for association? Should the association be of nature where, let me show somebody what I can do? But here, Jayananda Prabhu is giving the prime example. Regardless of how senior we may be, what's the most menial service I can perform? Higher means not the higher position. Higher means higher consciousness. The higher degree of understanding that how small I really am. How small really I am. That mood was there in Jayananda Prabhu. Within these past times, you know, originally the morning program was not there. Back in the 60s and the early 70s, they did Mangalati, but there was no Guru Puja, no deity greetings, no classes. within one of these pastimes, I was hearing from Mahatma Prabhu that lunch for the devotees during that period of time would be like 10 o'clock in the morning, because they've been up since 3, or breakfast, sorry. And the breakfast consisted of half an apple, half an orange, 8 chickpeas, and half a pot of yogurt, a cup of yogurt. Is that austere or? How many of us would join a movement, or an organization who are offering something like this. And there was 25 devotees at that time in San Francisco Temple. They're all living just in one area, in the basement. So this, we should know our history. We should know our culture. We should know our heritage. You know, how this movement has got where it is today. Unless we study, unless we actually observe, you know, appearance and disappearance, you know, the acharyas are already there. They're there in the calendars. But also Prabhupada disciples, senior devotees. Unless we ingrain this mentality in us, it'd be very difficult, you know, out of sight, out of mind. The moment we walk away, we say, yeah, it was nice, you know, everything was good. But the history and the culture, this is how societies are built. The Vaishnava culture is actually appreciating others. So we really appreciate Jayananda Prabhu. For eternity, Prabhupada said he's already gone back home, back to Godhead. So what more can we say? What more? But it's a lesson for us. Lesson for us is how to follow that mood, how to follow in them footsteps. Unless we follow in the footsteps of the acharyas, there is no chance, there is no hope of reconnecting. It'll be just like that Wi-Fi not connecting to the router. So I thank you all very humbly for listening to my nonsense, if it was. But sorry, I apologize. Any questions, any comments, any corrections?
I was hearing a lecture by Swatra Swami on giving a sermon on death. And a question was asked to him, because I think one of the purports, Prabhupada was saying, we achieve perfection in three lifetimes. So Swatra Swami was explaining from his preaching and interaction in that time, how one devotee joined. And his devotee brought a friend in. The friend started doing services in the temple, following the program, everything. At some point, the friend wanted to speak to Swatra Swami. And he was crying. He said, I can't give up my forest life, my outside world. I can't give it up. I know this life is nice, but I can't give that one up. So Maharaj was explaining how there are many devotees who come to Krishna consciousness. But to take initiation is a big step. And Prabhupada assured that if someone takes initiation in this life, he can go back to Godhead. So it is possible. Prabhupada assured that. And it's part of the process. And in order to get to that stage, even for initiation, one must have done law of piety from Agata Sukhiji from previous lives to come to that point. Because we see even in a congregation, for someone to take initiation, they don't do it sometimes. So even for that to happen, there has to be some level of Agata Sukhiji.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Initiation means being committed. It means taking the vows and sticking to the vows. You know, if we stick to the vows throughout our life, then the process is there, the proofs are there. Proof is in the pudding, that this process actually works. There is no two ways about it. There's no ifs and buts in it. But, you know, keeping to the vows, keeping to the orders of the spiritual master, and remaining within the association of the devotees, that is what will actually guarantee us our way back. Hare Krishna.